Great to have your company on Racing Pulse, and it's great to have a chat to Aussie Kier, who's got a very exciting weekend coming up with some nice runners locally, but all the focus and all the eyes will be on very elegant, the Melbourne Cup heroine, the star, who is making her long-awaited debut over in France this weekend, the Group 1 Prix Jean Romanet. And Aussie joins us this morning. How are you, Aussie? Well?
Great, Michael. Thank you.
Were you toying with the idea of jumping on a plane and going over to watch this weekend?
I must admit, no, I wasn't. I'm not a really good flyer and traveller, so I'll save it for a bigger one later in the year if I have to.
Well, hopefully there might be a bigger one later in the year. What's the expectations this weekend? I think there's a final field of about 12 that have come through, and what's the camp over there saying that they think she'll do on the weekend?
Yeah, so the trainer is quite happy with how she's going. She hit a bit of a flat spot probably about 3 weeks ago where he wasn't overly happy with the way she was going for about a couple of gallops, but she's bounced back now, and he's now very upbeat on her chances, and he couldn't be more happier. I mean, it's hard for him to sort of gauge because he's only had it for a short amount of time, whereas Chris, you know, he would know where she's at. But for us, I think not knowing how she's going to perform is probably the reason why we're probably, as an ownership group, probably the most anxious and excited that we've been watching her run for a long time, because we just don't know how she is going and how she's come up with prep.
Well, it's great to get the legendary Frankie Dettori on her back as well to give a full report on how he thinks she's going post-race. What are the conditions? What's the track likely to be?
Look, I'm not sure yet. I think there'll be a little bit of give, as there always is over there, and I think the conditions will suit. But again, it's not, I wouldn't say it's an overly, it's not a field that would be too concerned on many runners. It's always going to be a good field, but she's faced a much stronger opposition. And if she's on song and she's back, I think she's a very good chance. And she's up to, she's running 2,000 metres, which I think that's a really good starting point for her. The training's a little bit different over there, so they're able to do that extra work. So, look, we're confident, excited, and probably a bit anxious to just see her come back. That's the main thing for us, is to just see her run well. Whether she wins or not, it'll be great, but I think just seeing her run really well and for us to be able to continue her prep, because our decision really sort of was, well, let's give her a chance. If she's come back well, we'll continue. If she doesn't, we're definitely not going to keep going with her. We'll give her we'll just let up and pull the pin.
Yeah. I haven't had a look at the times over there. Do you know, for all the Australian fans, what time she'll actually be racing on the weekend for us to tune in?
I'm the same as you. I don't know yet. I think it's on Saturday or Sunday night. It'll be one of their main races, so it'll probably be between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm guessing. But I'm getting used to those times now.
We'll get Maddie Nevitt might be able to have a bit of a look out the back, and we can give that out to all the listeners, because there's going to be a lot of interest in Very Elegant, as you would understand, over the weekend. And that's not the only international that you're getting excited about, or the internationally based horse, because recently you purchased Loft, who's the German who's got very good international form, won stunningly well over in the States. And we saw Deauville Legend, who was very impressive last night over there in Europe, and it's now the new Melbourne Cup favourite. So that European form may be the form that we're looking towards for this year's Melbourne Cup. What's the latest with Loft?
Yeah, I watched Deauville last night. He was very impressive, and he's definitely going to be up there in the market. I mean, look, on his run, he should start top three favourites. I haven't looked at the market yet, but I would think he's going to be very close to favourite on that run. Loft will run this week. He'll run at Chester, 2,600 metres. But my only concern with Loft's run this week is he'll probably be carrying 60, I haven't converted it yet from pounds to kilos, but I think it's about 63 kilos, which is a lot of weight. I'm told that that's what they're used to doing that overseas, but yeah, it's a lot of weight to carry. So it's a listed race, we'll see. And again, it is a prep run towards the Melbourne Cup. That's the main target for us. So, and we need to get that run into him before he goes into quarantine. He was one we sort of had our eye on. He'd won in Germany. It's really hard to line up the form in Germany because, our system doesn't really give us that much information on those horses from there. And we watched him run in the US at Belmont, and he ran well. And we thought, okay, well, he looks like a Melbourne Cup prospect. But again, I'd love to see him do it again.
And he's joining the team at Lindsay Park, the Hayes boys, when he arrives here for the campaign?
Look, that part of the transaction that we entered into is the existing German trainer.
Okay.
Will manage his campaign and run him into that. I think that's just been something that he oversees a lot of these trainers. That's, they love to have a Melbourne Cup runner, and I think that's what he wants, and we sort of gave him that. And post that, Lindsay Park will take over, and he'll stay here.
Okay, so he'll run under Marcel Wiese's name in this year's
Melbourne
Cup. Light Infantry, what a performance last weekend, and now coming out here for the Golden Eagle, and then is he going to be trained by Ma Eustace for the Eagle and then head back to David Simcock next year?
So he was obviously an interesting one, and we paid a little bit more than what we'd like to pay for a horse that's only had four starts. And he had a lot of, he looked like he had a lot of ability. So we took a chance on him, knowing that even if you run top three in the Golden Eagle, we're sort of going to be safe on him financially. So we decided to give him one run in France, which ended up being a very, very hot race. We never thought it was going to be that hot. It was probably as hot as a Cox Plate, hotter than a Cox Plate, but it had some really good multiple Group 1 winners in there. And he ran, in my opinion, out of his skin. He definitely ran over his, better than his odds, and better than our expectations. And he'll sort of head to the Golden Eagle. But we've also got options whether we latent on him for a Cox Plate or not, because I think he's got the ability to be at that level on that run. So they're the sort of races, and he'll stay under David Simcock and then for now, and then he'll go into quarantine and be trained by Kieran and David Eustace here for the spring, and we'll probably target probably only one race for the spring because of the programming, and then we'll send him back to Europe. And a few of the owners like Colin McKenna and John O'Neill and Damien and Digger, like, there's a few guys in him that in Bray that would love to travel. I'm not a huge traveller, but if they're all going, I'll have to just jump on the bandwagon and go with them, and we'll probably go to Royal Ascot and have a runner there. And then we'll bring him back here and hopefully campaign his spring onwards from next year under David and Kieran.
It'd be exciting to head to Royal Ascot with him. And look, that could be huge news for the Cox Plate. So you're seriously thinking about maybe Light Infantry. That in spiral form, he'd be favourite in a Cox Plate if you pressed a button and said, you know what, we're going to head to a Cox Plate. So when do you make that decision?
I just think you can't not think about it after that run, and we purely bought him for a Golden Eagle, that's for sure, because of his age and the fact that he can run a mile. But watching that run and going through the data and what he's run, he wouldn't be out of place in the Cox Plate, and he'd probably start very close to favourite, or if not, he'd be top three. I think State of Rest is second favourite. So it's something that we have to consider. Look, I would say right now it's a small chance, but it's definitely like to keep the door ajar. We can always pay the late entry fee, but they're the two races. They're the two obvious races that you have to consider for him, and that's where we're sitting at the moment.
Well, it's exciting. We'll see what unfolds there. Locally, how's Coolangatta going? What race is going to be her major spring target?
Yeah, look, she's going well. She's up. She's not far from racing. I think she races in a couple of weeks, and she'll target the Moya, and that will be her first Group 1 target. But we're happy with her. Obviously, you need to see them, improve as they sort of they go on to 3-year-olds. And look, I think she has. But again, until she steps out, we're very optimistic that she has, and she's a highly talented horse. She's only been beaten once, and she's run third in a slipper, just shows you our disappointment that was our expectations on how good she is. So, we think she's a star in the making, and let's hope she can continue to improve.
Yonsei's another potential star in the making, only being beaten once. Again, what's her target this spring?
Oh, look, we had a program for her, and she was sort of probably going to kick off in about 2 or 3 weeks, but she's had a small setback, unfortunately, and that program has now been pushed out by about 3 weeks. So I've got to wait for Kieran and Dave to sort of come back to us with their new program of what that looks like. But she'll be delayed 3-4 weeks from what we originally had planned. So I'm not sure where that will end up now. But again, she's another one. She's an exciting mare that we really look forward to see her come back.
Well, you got so many good horses, Ozzie, that looking forward to the spring. I'm not sure if you can replicate the spring you had last year with Incentivize and Very Elegant and Spanish Mission, who's now in the camp as well. But have you got a winner this weekend? Who are you most confident about? Forgot You goes around. Intrepidation's another interesting runner. Who do you like?
Look, how exciting it is at the moment, just building up towards the spring, and you're seeing all these good horses return. Look, I like Interpretation. I just don't think that he's a winning chance over 2,000. There's some quality in that field. There's Gold Trip, you know, who was sort of targeting a Cox Plate and sort of running over the 2,000. There's McCain. So I don't think that he'll be sharp enough to win over 2,000 right now. Look, Forgot You, the trainer seems, Natalie and Trent seem pretty upbeat about him. So if I was going to push for one, I think Forgot You will run very, very well. Daniel Moore said he's going very well and he's improved, so I think he'll run a drum. He's probably the one I can give a push for.
We'll follow him on Saturday. Good luck over the weekend with Very Elegant. Ozzie, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Michael.
Ozzie Keir.